This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Caitlin, thanks so much for making time for us. We appreciate it.
Hi, Lawrence and Jason. How are you?
We're doing really well.
Good to have you. It's good to see you in this role after starting out as just another lowly Bears reporter.
That's right.
we've been so riveted by this story and by your reporting on it. But Lawrence and I are both in this industry. Like, we live in this. We live in pro sports. So we're really you get way deep in the weeds on your reporting here, and we are here for it big time. Everybody follows it at that level, though. So can you, like, for somebody like my dad, who is a football fan but maybe doesn't dig this far into it, can you give someone like him two sentences on what's going on here and why you should care about it? And then I promise you, we will get into all the great details that you have.
Yeah, of course. Well, this topic in particular is hard for even like me to understand. And there were a few times in this reporting process where I was calling a player and everything I was telling them, they did not know. And I genuinely believed that they didn't know it because I don't think they were bullshitting me. Anyways, and this is just one of those topics where it's like, it's so confusing. But in a nutshell, the players union 2 years ago sued the owners, alleging collusion in preventing players from getting guaranteed money in their contracts. Because after Deshaun Watson signed his major deal, the three quarterbacks who followed did not get fully guaranteed contracts, and Deshaun Watson did. So the union felt like they had evidence to prove collusion, or maybe they didn't even feel like they had the evidence, but they felt like they had enough to file a grievance and to make noise, because the prior union director, D. Smith, his strategy a lot of the times was just to be a pester to the NFL and to sue them and keep suing them and keep suing them, because in the process of suing them, you actually learn a lot of helpful things in discovery. And that's exactly what happened here in this arbitration, because the arbitration itself, the decision was issued in January it was a system arbitration, and the arbitrator ruled in January that the PA did not win the grievance, so they were not awarded any damages. But in his decision, there were so many interesting little tidbits that he included, which came from the discovery in the arbitration. There were text messages between owners. There was presentation slides from the management council, which is the league's it's a lot of lawyers in the management council, but they basically advise the teams on different trends and the salary cap and things like that, and the regulation of the NFL. And the management council, the arbitrator found, had actually encouraged NFL owners at the March 22 owners meeting to reduce guaranteed money in contracts. And he knows that because he saw their presentation slides, which included what they were going to talk about and what was on, obviously, the presentation slides to owners. And he had an email from Goodell that showed that Goodell encouraged the management council to do so. So this is all, you know, should have been a big win for the union, even though they didn't actually win the grievance. But it wasn't and hasn't been, because all of the contents of that decision, which I just walked you through, which is the arbitrator agreeing that the management council did collude. They did encourage the owners to reduce guaranteed money, but he just didn't agree that the owners were all aware that they were participating in the scheme. So that's why the PA didn't win the grievance. But all of that was not known to the public or even known to the executive committee, the 11 players who make up the NFLPA's executive committee, or their player representatives, the 32 player representatives that represent each NFL team. They did not know the contents of the decision until it was leaked 3 weeks ago to Pablo Torre. And then Don Van Natta and I at ESPN, we reported last week that the reason that no one knew about these moral victories within this collusion grievance for the PA is because the PA and the NFL had entered into a confidentiality agreement to keep those findings private for, you know, an unknown amount of time, essentially. And so that's why the PA did not publicize any of these things that seem like you would want the world to know if you were the players' union.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Kalen, here's how I understand it. Is the arbitrator is basically saying the Browns gave this crazy contract to Deshaun Watson, which we all thought was kind of crazy at the time.
Everyone thought it was crazy, considering, one, that he was still under suspicion for sexual assault by multiple women, and two, because that's a crazy contract to give someone.
So the arbitrator is saying, in the ruling, essentially, it seems very clear the owners saw that, reacted to it, worked to prevent that from happening again. That's what it appears to be. The arbitrator seems to say that's what appears to have happened here, but there is not conclusive evidence to rule that way. So the ruling by the book is that there isn't collusion, and the players' union's misstep in this, or I mean, that makes it sound too innocent, is to sign an NDA that none of this is going to become public. They agreed to just let's keep all this quiet.
Right. And there, what we don't know is why the PA agreed to that.
But the arbitrator is saying, we know you did this. We just don't have it quite by the book decisive.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the arbitrator, so the PA, we reported this last week too, the PA has now decided to file an appeal of the decision. So the next step is that with their appeal, we don't even know the grounds of the appeal. They didn't comment on the grounds of the appeal. So we just know that they're going to appeal the decision, and that's going to go in front of a panel of three judges. That will be the next step, and they'll hear their appeal and decide if it has merit or not. But that took 6 months to happen. And that's the part that doesn't quite make sense, because there was so much in that decision that the arbitrator, as you said, the arbitrator did not need to include all the details that he did. It was a 61-page decision, full, chock full of these really interesting nuggets of what owners are saying to each other, what the league is saying to owners, things that we don't know about, because all of these things happen behind closed doors at these owners' meetings. And so the decision included so much of that, and there's so much in there that the NFLPA could seize upon and file more grievances based off of. And so it's just interesting that it took 6 months for them to respond, and they only did respond after the decision, the full 61-page decision, all of those contents were leaked to Pablo Torre. So it almost feels like the PA's appeal is a response to the public seeing all that stuff, which they had agreed to keep quiet. And so we don't know why the league why the PA would enter into that confidentiality agreement. Although, you know, you can hypothesize and think, well, maybe there's a bargaining chip in it for them, for the CBA. Those negotiations won't begin in earnest for about another 2 years. So that's kind of far off to be able to even like see if there is a direct result of that.
Well, and Caitlin, I want to ask you about this, because you wrote about this part of it too. I got issues with the PA on this. And I have some issues with their leadership. Can you walk people through what some of the conflicts of interest might be inside of the NFLPA
for Lloyd Howell?
So Lloyd Howell was elected in July of 2023. And I've talked to a bunch of players now about why they liked him, why they elected him. And the big reason they give is that he was a businessman. He understands owners and can negotiate with owners, because he was in their world. And actually, I just had a former player representative tell me today that when Lloyd was pitching himself to them at the election, he pitched himself as somebody who's been fighting against the union. So he understands how to help a union fight, because he'd been fighting against unions his whole career, working for Booz Allen, which is a major firm in D.C. And so
he pitched himself as anti-union to the union.
Basically. So,
but you guys can trust me now. Now you can trust me.
Right. The selling point for Lloyd was that he was like the opposite of D almost. He was not going to be like suing and fighting all the time. And he was going to be someone who could talk to the owners and like meet the owners at their level. But as part of that, the players did know at the time they elected him that Lloyd sat on the board of three public corporations, GE, Moody's, and Mantech, I believe, is the third one. So he sits on the board of three public corporations. But what we found out in our reporting last week is that he also is a part-time consultant, operations executive, I believe is his title, for the Carlyle Group, which is a private equity firm that has now been, as of August, has been approved to take ownership, invest in NFL clubs. They have not yet invested in an NFL club, but they could any day. They could decide to do so. And so when he was elected, the firm was not yet approved to invest in NFL clubs, but it now is. And everyone we talked to for this story, I talked to Jim Quinn, who was a longtime outside counsel for the PA. He represented D. Smith. He represented Gene Upshaw, the prior union executive director. And he said, I don't have his quote in front of me, but I think he said something along the lines of like, this is an outrageous conflict of interest, because this role is supposed to be working for the players only. You shouldn't have a second job in this job. I'm paraphrasing what Jim Quinn said, but he said D. Smith and Gene Upshaw never had the ability to have another job and make income from an outside company, because all they cared about was working for the players and representing the players. And so now you have an executive director of the union who is paid part-time consultant for a private equity firm that could invest in an NFL club at any moment. So you could have a scenario in the future where this is just a hypothetical, but he might have to file a grievance on behalf of a Falcons player against the Falcons. And the Carlisle Group owns a piece of the Falcons and he works for the Carlisle Group. So that's obviously like a very obvious kind of black and white conflict of interest there. But I'm going to go back to what a current player rep told me in response to that this week. It's back to the whole reason why they elected him, which is they wanted a businessman. And this player was trying to explain to me that he thinks it's actually to their advantage if they have someone who can invest in NFL clubs, because players want to be able to invest in NFL clubs and they currently can't. And actually, Lloyd Howell has spoken about players getting equity in the league several times. I believe at the Super Bowl, he spoke publicly about how he thinks if private equity can take ownership in NFL clubs, then why can't players invest in the league in the same way? So it's all really an interesting, and it's totally different from the previous way that the union was ran.
Kaylin, as always, we appreciate your time. You and Don and Pablo are doing incredible journalism. Please keep going with this. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Thanks so much. I hope that made a tiny amount of sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.